Welcome back to the ULEAD Audiobook Podcast. This is Episode 3, Digital Skills for Young Entrepreneurs. In today's session, we're looking at how digital competence is the ultimate booster for your business and your career. We'll be breaking down the essential tools for marketing, networking, and management, diving into how AI and automation can give a small startup giant-sized results, and looking at the U Digital Compass 2030. The roadmap designed to make sure you stay competitive in a global market. I'm Felipe, and it's time to turn your digital literacy into your greatest business asset. Let's dive in. Now, let's break down the essential pillars. First, cloud collaboration. If you are still emailing files back and forth, you're losing time. Whether you use Google Workspace, Microsoft 365, or Notion, the goal is a single source of truth. One live link where the whole team works together. It stops the chaos and keeps your projects moving. Next, visual identity. In the digital world, your brand is your first impression. Tools like Canva, Adobe Express, or Figma have changed the game. Use their brand kits to lock in your colors and fonts. This makes a two-person startup look like a global agency instantly. Remember, consistency equals trust. Then, we have generative AI. Don't just use assistants like ChatGPT, Claude, or Gemini to write emails. Use them for market research. Ask them to find gaps in your business plan or to simulate how a specific customer might react to your pricing. It's like having a free consultant in your pocket 24/7. But with these tools comes a responsibility, digital ethics and cyber awareness. Your business is only as strong as your data security. Use password managers and multi-factor authentication across all platforms. Protecting your customers' data isn't just a legal requirement. It's the foundation of your reputation.
I'm joined today by Pedro Moraes, co-founder of Minu, a strategic creative studio specialized in real estate marketing, which combines branding, visual storytelling, 3D visualization, and digital platforms to help property developers launch projects in a more impactful and globally competitive way. Well, Pedro, you have navigated these digital waters firsthand, and it sounds like they are at the core of your business.
Hello, nice to meet you guys. Thanks for the invitation. Of course, it's totally. Basically, our company works remotely, so without these digital platforms, without these digital skills, we will not be able to be here.
Wonderful. Yes, so I actually have 5 questions for you, Pedro. The first is, when you first started, what was the one digital category, whether it was cloud storage or design, that saves you from total chaos?
That's an interesting question, because when we started, we had no structure at all. We were very spontaneous. We literally started in the battlefield, let's say like that. So there was no previous preparation, no structure system which were in place at that moment. However, from day one, we relied on Google as our core digital infrastructure. We used it to institutional emails, calendar management, client calls through the Google Meets, and cloud storage also. It wasn't a free service. We choose to pay. We choose the paid version, of course. But this decision was extremely important. The institutional email gave us credibility. The calendar helped us to begin organizing our agenda. Google Meet allowed us to communicate with international clients since we work worldwide. And the cloud storage was essential because we deal with large files and we work remotely. So without it, it was impossible. We made every computer feel like it was connected to the same room, like we were in the same server. And it was because of Google. That was really the foundation of our structure. From there, as we grew, we migrated to more advanced project management platforms. And at the same time, one very powerful free tool that I would like to mention here, because maybe it can even help other people which are listening to our podcast, was Discord. It became our internal communication hub between partners and collaborators. And it played a big role in our early organization, and it was very good that it was a free platform.
Well, that sounds like really brave of you to start your business right in the battlefield. And I'm very happy to hear that digital skills actually help to navigate these waters. Following through, for the second question, how do you balance using automated tools while keeping that human touch that young entrepreneurs are known for?
That's very funny, because when we started there was no automation at all, so everything was done manually. As I mentioned, we began very spontaneously, without prior preparation or structured process. So as the company was growing, and we now have 3 years of existence, so naturally we began automating a lot of processes. This also happened during the rise of AI, which was very remarkable in our development. And across industries, it's helping a lot everyone. However, we started noticing some important thing, which is when you automate too much, you risk losing the human touch that defined you in the beginning. So the real challenge here for me is the calibration. In the beginning, we had no automation at all. And then suddenly when we start automating everything, it can feel like completely soulless. So this is very weird. So you need to carefully decide what should be automated and what should remain human. If you automate everything, clients may stop feeling connected to you. And this emotional connection is very important. If it disappears, the experience loses value, and we don't want it. So automation is very powerful, but it has limits. The key is understanding where are those limits.
Well, that's very good advice, Pedro. Thank you for sharing this with us. As we're talking about digital platforms, we're talking about data, and the EU 2030 plan mentions digital sovereignty, right? So how do you stay in control of your business data and your clients' data?
This is a very, very important and sensitive topic right now. So when we talk about client data and sensitive information, we are extremely careful. We do not use open cloud platforms to process or manage confidential client data. So instead of it, we rely on our internal systems that we build and connect through APIs, keeping sensitive topics and sensitive information secure within controlled environments and protected servers. So at the same time, we recognize that interacting AI and automation tools is a new challenge. We want to make our workflows faster and more efficient, but never putting the risk this kind of information from our clients. So we have to be very careful about how to integrate these technologies. The key maybe here is calibrate, like adapting innovation, but at the same time maintaining strict and control over data security and privacy.
Well, okay, that sounds tough, but entirely feasible it seems, right? Now that we're talking about these different aspects, I'd like to know, what's one digital mistake you've made that our listeners should avoid?
I think that one digital mistake we've made was not preparing before the project management structure, let's say. So, as I mentioned earlier, we began very spontaneously, and it was very good for us, because if you are over-prepared, you never start. But, of course, if you are not completely prepared, you suffer a bit. And I would think about this topic to talk about these digital mistakes. So we only implemented the structure of project management system during our growth phase. That felt like changing the wheels moving a car, like at the same time. It worked, but it was painful and a bit more complicated than it needed to be. So if we had defined a clear project management structure from day one, this transition and the scaling process would have been much smoother than it was. So today we use, for example, ClickUp, which is a paid project management platform, and it helps us a lot to manage deadlines, timelines, workflow, to have a better notion of times and the team capacity. So when we were very small, we could manage it with Excel or simpler tools, but at our current scale, that would be completely impossible. So having that system earlier would have saved us a lot of unnecessary friction that we had.
Okay, and I mean, we've been talking about paid and free versions and the different project management tools. But let's suppose if someone has zero budget today, what is the first digital skill you would say they should master to stay competitive?
When you say digital skills, I tend to think about technical skills, of course, not mindset or entrepreneurial abilities, because those are human skills and they are extremely important, but they are not purely digital. Today, technical skills are still very essential. However, with AI, they are not as difficult as they were in the past. So AI has lowered the barrier to entry in many areas. And if you work in a field like ours, producing videos, rendering, design, websites, strategy, you must master these technical tools required to create the products and to make the service that we do. Without those technical capabilities, you would simply not execute what you should. So if someone has zero budget, I would say focus on mastering the technical skills required to produce your specific service using as most AI as you can. Use AI as an accelerator, let's say. So learn how to integrate AI into your platforms and already. Of course, being careful of what we talked previously about data security and etc. So you really need to learn how to make it run in your server internally. But it will help you a lot into this digital mastering skills to produce your product or service.
Incredible insights, Pedro. Thank you very much for this. If any of our listeners want to find out more about Mino or about Pedro and reach out to him, you can always check Mino.works online. Now, before we go, here's your digital homework. Three things you can do today to move the needle. 1. Audit your digital office. Pick one cloud-based system and move your core files there, just to try it out. 2. Experiment with AI for strategy, not just writing. Ask a tool to poke holes in your current marketing plan. 3. Visit the U Digital Skills and Jobs platform. It offers free, high-quality training tailored specifically for entrepreneurs like yourself. Digital skills aren't just about software, they're about freedom. The freedom to build your dream from anywhere in the world. I'm Felipe, thanks for listening to the You Lead Audiobook Podcast. Now, go get digital.